We are continuing in the book of Mark, chapter 10, verses 35 through 45. Hear God's word. This subtitle is, Jesus is teaching about serving others. Then James and John and the son of Zebedee came over and spoke to him. Teacher, they said, we want you to do us a favor. Red letter edition, he said, what is it? In your glorious kingdom, we want to sit in the place of honor next to you, they said. At your right, and the other one at your left. Jesus answered in red letters, you don't know what you're asking. You are able to drink from the bitter cup of sorrow that I'm about to drink? Are you able to be baptized with baptism of suffering I must be baptized with? Verse 39, oh yes, they said, we are able. Red letter edition, Jesus respond, you will indeed drink from my cup and be baptized with my baptism. But I have no right to say who will sit on the thrones next to mine. God has prepared those places for the ones he has chosen. Verse 41, when the 10 other disciples discovered what James and John had asked, they were indignant. So Jesus went on, called them all together, and he said, red letter edition, you know that in this world kings are tyrants, officials lord over the people beneath them. But among you, it should be quite different. Whoever wants to be a leader among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even I, the Son of Man, came here not to be served, but to serve others, and to give my life as a ransom for many. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. The disciples had a lot of ambition, didn't they? This remarkable interchange that I just read, we learned that even following Jesus can be twisted out of shape by selfish ambitions. James and John seem to have been consumed with the desire to be the greatest disciple Jesus ever had. Perhaps this ambition began as a sincere longing to please the Lord, but it became a selfish and petty competition as power and authority over others became their goal. Take a note that their selfish ambitions led them to invert their relationship to Jesus, and they began making demands on him rather than asking him what he would have them do. So Jesus' response is devastating to them. Our ambition should not be to obtain position or power, but it should be to serve one another. You see, only then will we truly find greatness in God's kingdom.